Okay, we'll be done.
Next amendment, please.
Next is Amendment 1B018 by Supervisor Haas.
Supervisor.
I'll move denial.
Cullen moves deny. Denial.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution, this amendment would it addresses two issues that I feel strongly about that are, I think, are essential for continuation of good county government. One is the budget issues we've had, we've experienced the past few months together. I think it was kind of an embarrassment that this budget was, an embarrassment to the whole county. This, we had these problems with the document, and I'd like to see to it that this is improved for in the coming cycle. Second is the amendment this would serve as a substitute for, while it would, in fact, sustain most of the aspects of the amendment, it would use the money from the bonding for the cooling tower to pay for the IMSD disaster recovery work, which had been put into IMSD's bottom line. With that, I would have moved substitution, but my esteemed colleague, point of order, does motion for denial preempt substitution? Motion for substitution?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Haas, we have used that method two or three times since we've been sitting here today, so I believe it does. But maybe Mr. Cady or Mr. Bargan or Mr. Grady can speak to such. We've used it a couple of times, two or three times this session, this budget hearing. So I believe so. I believe that the motion to deny is appropriate. It's appropriate.
Okay. And also, Mr. Chairman, I forgot to mention this would further lower the levy reduction by about $10,000. Mr. Fudge, may I want to add something to this?
Mr. Fudge?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and supervisors certainly appreciate what you're doing with this amendment. We, too, are embarrassed by the mistakes that were made in the budget, take responsibility for them. This was certainly a learning experience for a lot of us in the office. We basically had almost an entirely new staff this year as compared to last year. So, again, I apologize for that. We, in the recommended budget, had included a plan that would have reduced the salary in our budget office by about $50,000 by eliminating one management position that's vacant. That's the assistant budget director, and delegating the duties of that position down to the three coordinator positions, which were created last September. And so that position played a key role when it was here in doing some of the double checking and things like that. And so those are duties that obviously we desperately need to have with these coordinator positions. We also do a lot of work outside of the budget with several work groups, strategic planning, the Capital Improvement Committee, and others. As I mentioned on Friday, if our office is left with just the one coordinator and the fiscal and management analyst, I think it's entirely probable that we will not be able to staff many of these work groups or the Capital Improvement Committee. The Capital Improvement Committee takes place in the spring, which is one of our busiest times as we gear up for the budget process. So we will certainly have to make some determinations based on our available staff if the original amendment goes through. So just wanted to give some perspective from our office, and happy to answer.
Are there any?
Well,
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Haas.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Cullen.
Thanks.
I appreciate that, you know, Supervisor Haas and I had a chance to speak about this amendment yesterday, and I think that's important. I told him that I didn't support it. We had this discussion. I think he may have failed to mention today, because I got a little confused, that, and that's why Mr. Fudge jumped in, is that we removed a couple of positions last week, and the last iteration I saw of this before today was I think that Supervisor Haas put funding in back for one and a half of those positions. I'm not sure exactly what it is. So basically, he took a couple of the bureaucratic positions we removed and put them back in, and then did the IMSD thing, which we discussed, which having heard from the comptroller's office that the IMSD thing can probably get resolved, without using these funds, and then move an appropriation to bonding, which would put us probably further over our bonding limit. So, if I'm going to add whatever the amount is in staffing, which we took last week, I'd rather do it in serving people, put more in the fund for homeless shelters, rather than hiring two upper-level management people. That's my preference, and that's why I drafted the amendment last week the way I did. So maybe, Mr. Cady, I'm a little bit confused, because I think if I was listening correctly, Supervisor Haas maybe inadvertently omitted that discussion about those positions.
Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the differences between the amendment that's being offered now and the one that was approved last week are simply this amendment would not abolish those two positions in DAS Fiscal. That's why the amendment is silent on it, because the county executive's recommended budget did not make any changes for those positions. The second item was the disaster recovery project, and this one would fund it fully. And both of those costs are offset by increasing bonding to provide general obligation bond financing for a water tower cooler project on the courthouse that was otherwise being financed with sales tax revenue.
Thank you, Mr. Cady. Supervisor Coleman.
So, I mean, I guess I would hope we wouldn't approve this change. I mean, I would be happy to work with Supervisor Haas. I know when we were taking up that amendment last week, the IMSD positions were especially, the IMSD funding was especially important to him. And that's why there were discussions with the comptroller's office as to, you know, is there a way, I mean, can IMSD find $250,000 in their $15 million budget? They testified that they couldn't. But they also testified this was a very important project. So I thought, well, if it's a priority of theirs, then they can find the funding. And as to these, like I said, as to these putting back in these positions, it's, you know, I guess it's up to the committee, but, you know, we're working to try to hold down the tax levy, and this amendment was one way we did that. So that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments? Seeing none. Mr. Comptroller. Mr. Manske.
Thank you for letting me speak regarding this item. I would recommend the change that is being made here. And the reason that I would recommend the change that is being made here is one of the things that I'm learning is with regards to the costs or the items that go through the data center and including many of the things that come through the mainframe, including the Advantage Financial System and the data that comes through there. And it's a very important project, and I'm seeing this as a way to get the immediate funding for it. I did talk to supervisors about looking for funds related to this, and I will look for that, but I think this is one way in which to do it, to get these funds there. In regards to the second item, which is the budget office and the positions that are there, we work with the budget office throughout the year to monitor the budget, to know where things are at, and it's very important that they have those positions in there so that we can monitor the budget and where things are at. And we work with them through that, and their positions there are important to our office so that we can make sure of where the bottom line is for the county. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Cohen.
As I said, I appreciate the comptroller coming forward, and I, you know, if we can work to do the IMSD thing, I don't have a real objection to that. What do you know, Mr. Cady, were these positions fully filled in the last year?
Mr. Chairman, I would defer to Mr. Fudge.
Oh, okay. Mr. Fudge, that's fine.
Mr. Fudge?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. Of the two positions, both were filled early in the year. One became vacant, I believe, in March, and one became vacant in April. I have tried to fill, I actually started to fill one of them back early in the summer, and that process has been ongoing. And then the other one I have held vacant due to a budget issue in our office that we're trying to come in at the bottom line, basically related to collections revenue. So if this substitute amendment goes through, hopefully I can finally can complete the process of filling the one I've been working on filling, and then I would immediately start to fill the second one as well.
Thank you, Mr. Fudge. Supervisor Cohen.
Thank you. So, I respect Mr. Mansky's position, but these positions were open since March and April, and we muddled through the budget without them. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but we didn't have them filled this year. Here we are adopting a budget. So, as I said, given my choices, I'm going to fund programs and pools over highly paid bureaucrats. That's my personal choice. I would hope the committee would go along with that. And I appreciate you bringing your concerns to our attention.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments? Supervisor Bowen?
I want to check in with staff. A majority of this is funded with taking sales tax revenue and switching it to general obligation bonds. Is it possible to see where we are in our bonding yet? Or is it too early? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Do you have any figures with respect to the bonding? Are we under the cap, self-imposed cap?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, based on the actions you've taken today, I've calculated that you're approximately $233,000 over the self-imposed bonding cap. However, there is a discussion that this committee has had, and it's one that I've had with the Office of the Comptroller, regarding unused bonding capacity from 2013. As you remember, you were significantly below the self-imposed bonding cap last year, and you were below by approximately $8.2 million. However, some of the reasons why you were below were for projects that were deferred, and based on some comptroller discussions I've had with the comptroller, thought it might be appropriate that you identify certain projects that you reserve capacity to bond for in the future when they reappear. That has to do with some projects related to Esterbrook Dam impoundment, the War Memorial, if you were to reserve those dollars of about $4.5 million, you'd still have about $3.5 million of bonding capacity and still be within the self-imposed cap when you look at it over a two-year period as opposed to just a single-year period. I hope that's helpful.
You said $2.1 million? If projects Esterbrook and the War Memorial Center were to be reserved, bonding for such, you said 2.?
Yeah, there was about $4.5 million in bonding that out of that 8.2 in excess capacity that was felt that perhaps the Finance Committee and the county would go back again when those projects were ready to be done. So this way you could bond for that and you wouldn't exceed your self-imposed bonding cap because the county hadn't declared that those projects were not going forward. Unlike perhaps some other projects related to BHD renovations that also created some of this unused capacity.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Cady. Any other comments, questions? We have a motion to
Mr.
the
Chair.
Supervisor Jersey.
I want to understand precisely from our controller, Mr. Manske, you're recommending as controller approval of Supervisor Haas's substitute amendment. Is that correct?
I'm recommending the changes that he has made. Yes.
You're supporting the changes
that he has made. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm both these. There's no problem. Supervisor Romulus.
Thank you, Chairman Johnson. I have a quick question for Mr. Cady. I know that he usually keeps a tally here. Where are we in regards to our self-imposed bonding cap or bonding cap period? Because I do see that we have several other items before us this afternoon that also are asking for bonding. That will
currently 233 over.
Over our self-imposed.
With a year, but with 3.5 on there, 52.5 year average.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman. Supervisor, based on the actions you've taken thus far today, I have calculated that you are approximately $234,000 over the self-imposed bonding cap without factoring in any of the unused capacity from the previous year.
Okay. All right, thank you. Sorry for the repeat.
It's all right. Thank you. Supervisor Jersey?
Yeah. Well, just this is referring to Supervisor West's question. I mean, he did have the two-year report. I think if you could just finish the whole picture.
Oh.
$234,000 for this year, and it's and that's a self-imposed.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, you're approximately $234,000 over your self-imposed cap now. Supervisor Haas's amendment would increase that by an additional $500,000, okay, to $734,000. And I just wanted to point out for the committee's observation that if you exceed the self-imposed bonding cap, I think it's reasonable to look at it over the two-year period because you were well under your self-imposed bonding cap last year.
Okay. And this is the last year to take advantage of those interest rates. Is that correct?
If I knew what interest rates were going to do next year, I would not be sitting here.
Perhaps Supervisor Taylor could bring out his crystal ball. You can take a look. He's checking it out. He thinks it looks all right. All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Cady.
Supervisor Coleman.
Yeah,
Supervisor Coleman.
I don't know if Mr. Cady or clerk can... I'm trying to refresh my memory on who the co-sponsors were of my original amendment.
Yep.
I don't have that in front of me.
That would be Stamper, Lipscomb, Bowen, and Dmitrievich.
So, I mean, we had a full vetting of this. We had people put their name on this amendment. I'm perfectly willing to work with Supervisor Haas on the IMSD issue, but I would hope that on this other issue... that we would, you know, continue to hold the line on what we've been doing.
We have a motion to deny. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
No.
Jersic?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to deny Amendment 1B018 is approved.